guys, welcome to my podcast, Not All Teens. I'm very happy that you guys are here today. I hope you're having a wonderful day whenever you're reading this or listening to this. And let's get straight into the pod. So first, updates on me as I've been doing like forever, I feel like. But the first thing on my updates on me list is, if you haven't listened to number 11, the 11th episode that I had that was before this one, because this is the 12th episode, go listen to it right now. It's my favorite episode that I've ever done. I went to Tennessee to go see my friend with some of my other friends, and I was like, whoa, we're like all together, like let's record a pod, like that would be so fun. And I got my computer out, because of course I brought my computer, and just laid it on the bed. So I put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, like, don't turn it all the way up, because I just put the computer straight on my bed. But we just talked. I had some questions, and we talked about them, and it was so fun. It's my favorite episode that I've ever done, as I said, like, 5 minutes ago. But yes, loved it. Go listen to it right now, and then come back to this one. Okay, second thing on my list is I got a microphone, guys. I know. I know. I probably sound different. I'm really loving the vibe of laying. I'm not even in my closet, guys. I know. Weird. I'm laying on my bed right now with this microphone talking. Like, it's really cool. Like, I like. I always say like. I really like it. It makes me feel like a real podcaster. FYI, little secret. If you guys will, like, follow my Instagram, see my Instagram, or, like, have gone on my website, you see that I post pictures every time of, like, my book of the week with me talking on my pod. But, guys, that microphone is not real. I mean, it's a real microphone, but it's not my microphone. It's my dad's microphone, and it doesn't even connect to my computer, so that's why I've never used it. So I've been using that microphone as a lie. I know, Maya, why would you lie about, yeah, sorry. The next thing is I have been in a book slump, and I used, before I had TikTok, and I used to just read, before TikTok, like, was a thing, and it was Musical.ly, and I just read, and I didn't know other people that read, like me, my age, or even older or anything. I didn't know that it was natural to be in a book slump, and I used to always be hard on myself, because I was like, reading is your favorite thing to do. Why do you not feel like doing it? Like, it's your favorite hobby, you should feel like doing it all the time, because I'm just hard on myself sometimes. But that's how I used to feel until I got TikTok and realized, like, a book slump is natural, especially for people that read constantly. Like, you're not gonna always want to read a book, even if you have 30 books on your desk like me right now. And half of them you own and half of them are library books that you have to turn in at the end of the month. And you've only finished one of them. You're like, come on, girl. You have books to read. Read them. And you just don't feel like it. And it feels weird. But it's natural. So if you're in a slump right now with not even reading, with anything, it's natural. It's okay. The next thing is, I said earlier, I went to Tennessee and I put this on my list, how I went to Tennessee, because it made me real. Lately, as I've been growing up, I've been realizing, like, I am such a SoCal California girl. Like, I don't want to go out of state. Like, I don't want to go to college. I don't think I want to go to college, like, anywhere that's not California, because I love California so much. And that sounds like hashtag cringy, but it's true. And me going to Tennessee really put the stamp on me wanting to be in California, because it's just like very different out there. And I used to live in the South, so I know how it is, but I just love California. And I don't think I loved going to Tennessee to go see my friend, but I don't think I would go back there ever unless to see my friend. But okay, done with my updates. I think don't really have anything else to say. Let's get straight into Book of the Week. Book of the Week this week is The Selection by Kira Cass. I am horrible at names, guys. I don't know why, but I just am. So please never look up the books and not the names that I say, because I can't pronounce names. But let's get straight into the Goodreads description. For 35 girls, the selection is the chance of a lifetime. The opportunity to escape the life laid out for them since birth. To be swept up in a world of glittery gowns and priceless jewels. To live in a place and compete for the heart of the gorgeous prince, Maxon. For America singer, being selected is a nightmare. It means turning her back on her secret love with Aspen, who is cast below her. Leaving her home to enter a fierce competition for a crown she doesn't want. Living in a palace that is constantly threatened by violent rebel attacks. Then, America meets Prince Maxon. Gradually, she starts to question all the plans she made for herself and realize that the life she's been dreamed of may not compare to a future she's never imagined. Okay, guys, I know I stutter a little bit, but you guys get the gist of it. I give this book a 9.5 out of 10. This book is a series, and I honestly, the first book is the best book of the series in my opinion. I really liked it. It was like a fun, quick read. I feel like I give you guys like a lot of fun, quick reads because I feel like a lot of my audience isn't in like likes to read, but I don't want to give like, I don't know. I just like fun, quick reads sometimes, so that's why I give them to you guys. But it's like the kind of book that if in the book talk world that I'm in, like book talk, TikTok, there's like a group of people that are like, if you like the selection, then you're not a real reader, da 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 da. And then other people are like, I love the selection. It's my favorite book ever. And even though I give it a 9.5 out of 10, I am in the middle of that group. Because I don't think it's the best book ever I've ever read, and I don't hate it, but yeah, a lot of people judge you if you say this book is your favorite book for some reason. It's kind of like a weird thing, but it's also definitely like a guilty pleasure book, because it's like the concept is good, and it kind of seems like it would kind of be like a kid's TV show a little bit, but it's kind of older. It's a weird thing, but like the overall plot of like 35 girls and one crown and then like the competition, it's like it has so much like different turns that it can go into, just because like that's the wide thing and it can go into anything. I really loved how she wrote it, how she laid out everything and how she laid out the details. Plus but like if you want the main character to be someone that you love and is relatable to you, America might not be that, because she wasn't that for me. Honestly, like, without any spoilers, America was, like, the most annoying character that I've ever read, next to Rachel in the Percy Jackson series. I haven't talked about the Percy Jackson series on this podcast, but that's like my top, that's my number one series. Like, I love Percy Jackson. I live for Percy Jackson. I just love it so much that I feel like I haven't talked about it because I can't do it justice, but maybe I will soon. But yes, America is a piece of work without any spoilers, but I still love her. You know, it's like when you hate somebody, but you love them at the same time. I don't know. But also, I love her love interest in the book. I feel like they have so much, like, they're, like, opposites, two different opposite people that kind of are the same. And, like, you can learn to love each one of them. But also, this book has the, like, as I say, the two different love interests. It has a love triangle. And a lot of people don't like love triangles for some reason. Like, they avoid them at all costs when people, like, it's a question that I ask people when they're like, can you recommend me a book? And I'm like, okay, do you like love triangles? Because it's like something that's really, really, I don't know why it's like such a big deal, but I like love triangles, and this book has it. So if you want that, then go read it. And plus, it's becoming a movie, and I want to see the movie, of course, but I'm scared that it will change my opinion, you know? So yes, this was The Selection by I don't know how I said the first time. The Selection by Kira Cass. Yes, go read it right now. I always see it at Target, so go to Target or Amazon. I got it from Amazon. I got the whole series from Amazon, so go do that now. Okay, let's get to the next segment of my pod. Hey guys, welcome to the second part or second segment of my podcast, Let's Really Talk. And today, by the episode name, Not All Teens Eat Correctly is the episode name, and I'm gonna go straight into it. Sorry, I'm out of breath, I don't know why. So this has a trigger warning. I talk about food, like eating disorders, my struggle with food, and like triggering topics, so please skip this if this might trigger you in a negative way. Okay, so I have never told any of my friends about this, and I recently wrote it all down to realize what I went through and struggled with, and I told my parents and everything, like, after the fact. But I feel like this place is such a good place for me to talk and a great outlet for me, and so many people relate to me that I feel like this is a perfect place to talk about this. So yeah, also I kind of feel more confident enough and safe enough to talk about this. So yeah, so first we're gonna talk about my struggle with eating. So I feel like I've ate normally for most of my life until starting like eighth grade year. I started to play sports more. Well, I'll get into it first. So starting eighth grade year, I started to like more limit my food intake because I played sports and I would have games at the end of the day, and sometimes when I would eat and just move a lot, I would just throw up because, like, I think I just had, like, a sensitive stomach to active and stuff. So I would just, like, try to not eat as much when I had a game that day or, like, practice or something. So then some of, like, different coaches that I had, not, like, two, like, a couple of different coaches that I've had, sometimes when I was in eighth grade, they would notice that my energy levels were down, so then they would ask if I ate that day or what I ate, and it starts to make me realize that I wasn't eating full meals as much through the day, and I would just eat like dinner and some snacks, but then other days I would eat normally, so it wasn't like something that I was concerned with. It wasn't something that I just really like worried about, because I was like, it's fine, like nothing. And then it wasn't really until ninth grade that it was probably like the worst eating cycle, whatever, of my life, like that I've ever had. I think the summer before ninth grade, my eating habits started to shift because I was playing a lot of basketball and I didn't want to feel heavy on the court. So I didn't eat until after my games, and then sometimes my games would start like midday, so I wouldn't eat until after midday, and I would just maybe like eat some dry cereal or something, and that's it. Like, I wouldn't feel my body or anything, and that was kind of like the summer. But like, if I didn't have sports, I would eat normally, so I was like, that's not, like how I said earlier, it wasn't like something I was like concerned with. But I think ninth grade school year was like the worst for me, because like my routine was like that. My routine went like, I was like, I was trying to explain my routine. So I would wake up, like get ready for school. Sometimes I would go to Starbucks, and most of the time, actually, I would go to Starbucks. I would get a breakfast sandwich and a coffee, and I would always drink the coffee most of the time, maybe not finish it, but I would start it. And most of the time in the morning, I was like, no, I don't really want to eat. So I would save my breakfast sandwich and then sometimes eat it as, like, that would be my meal for the whole day. And I would gradually eat it throughout the day. Or I would give it to someone else and just eat Cheez-Its. Like, I would always pack a bag of Cheez-Its. And that was pretty much it. And then, like, during lunch, I would share, like, the food that I got. And I would, like, eat some of it. But normally, I wouldn't eat any, like, most of it at all. And then I would just drink a slushie. And that's it. So, basically, like, during the day, I would... But if basically what's going in my body is basically Cheez-Its at this point. Like, most of the time I didn't eat the whole breakfast sandwich, or like I would give it to somebody else. And then at lunch I would drink a slushie. So throughout the day, coffee, slushie, and some Cheez-Its. And then I would eat my first whole meal of the day at around like 7, probably after my game or practice. So that was my routine for like most of the school year. So like Cheez-Its, that, and my first meal of the day at the end of the day. And I feel like it was very inconsistent also. So I wasn't like, I'm not eating right, because like some days I would just eat regular, but like most of the school year, that's how I would eat. And it was like a really weird time for me. I'm not gonna get emotional on here, but it was like I would eat like that, and then family members and other people would compliment me on like how I was like losing weight and looking skinny. So like that made my brain, or me, since I was like not as mature as I was now, assume that, okay, that's how I'm eating right now. Other people are saying that I'm losing weight. Other people are saying that I'm looking good. I'm looking skinny. So that's for me. Like, I should eat like this. Like, one meal a day, Cheez-Its. Maybe, like, I don't even remember incorporating that much water in my day, honestly. And, like, coffee and slushy. Like, that's what I was eating every day. And it just became a habit. And your stomach just starts to adjust, I guess, to that kind of thing. And as I like look back onto that time, I was not myself at all. Like, I don't remember. I honestly can't tell you more than two books that I read that year, and I'm literally like a book girl. Like, I read all the time, and I don't remember anything that I read. I don't feel like I was Maya at all. It's kind of like hard for me to like even remember that time, because it was just like, it was weird. I don't know. It was really bad. So Cheez-Its dinner was my eating, and it wasn't until like March 2020 that we weren't at school anymore. And that was like the very, very worst time, like, for me for eating, because I wasn't even scared for, like, because, like, that was a time, like, in March before we knew about the virus and everything. I wasn't scared for the virus. I was scared for my eating habits, and I was scared that I was going to have so much access to food that I was going to be eating regularly how I used to, and I was scared that people would, like, not give me those comments anymore, or I would start to gain weight, and I was very terrified of that. So, like, the first 2 months of quarantine, that was, like, it was really bad, because I would wake up, I would weigh myself, and I would then work out, weigh myself again, eat, weigh myself again, and then just write down the numbers that I got throughout the day, and I had the whiteboard, like, still on my wall, but I would write down the numbers that I saw each time on my whiteboard, and at the end of the day, I would see those numbers go up and down, because that's, like, natural, and I would, like, be so mean to myself. Like, I apologize to myself every day, because, like, I was so mean to myself for doing the regular thing that people do. And I would just, like, bash myself for the numbers going higher, and just be so happy for myself when the numbers were going lower. It was the weirdest mindset. I can't even explain it. I don't know how to I don't know how to explain it. But the other thing is, as I said, like, I would work out. I wouldn't eat until I worked out. And if I didn't work out, like, I would not work out that day. Like, I would always do something so I could eat. And I felt like I did not deserve food until, volleyball meeting. I did not deserve food until I ate. That's so bad, but that's how I thought. And I would just work out, like, all the time. I would get up in the middle of the night and do this TikTok ab workout that I've now deleted from my phone because it's very triggering. But I would just wake up in the middle of the night and do ab workouts so I could look, I don't even know, like, look skinnier, look better. I don't know why I was doing that to myself, but that's what I would do. And I realized that it was very, like, the thing is, can you hear my dog? Sorry. I was going through all this by myself. I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my parents. It was the weirdest thing because, as I said earlier, I wasn't myself. And if I was myself, I would have told my parents. But for some reason, like, oh my gosh, you can hear my dog. I just wasn't myself. And I realized it was really bad when I, very much trigger warning, trigger warning. If I felt too full, I would try to make myself throw up that food that I ate. And, like, you see, like, we watch videos at school of learning how, like, people with eating disorders doing that and how unhealthy it is and all those bad things that it does to you. But, like, honestly, when you're in the moment, you don't, I don't know. I didn't realize how bad it was until, like, I'm talking about it right now. But after, like, that, I felt like food was taking over my personality. I felt like it was taking over everything in me. I couldn't do anything without working out. I couldn't do anything without seeing how much food I was eating. And I just felt like I honestly just got burnt out from having to keep track of my weight all the time and working out and watching what I was doing and doing all this stuff. Like, honestly, I just couldn't do it anymore. And it was, like, such a dark time for me. I also have, like, different stuff that I deleted from my phone now, but, like, I would constantly just compare my body, like at least hundreds and hundreds of pictures of my body at different angles, different times of the day, to just compare it to the last picture and just all this stuff that was, like, so bad. It was, yeah, I just got sick of it. I didn't want food to control my life anymore. And I started to just do research on what was really, like, happening to me. And honestly, you know, like, when something bad happens to you and you just, like, block it out from your memory, that's kind of what happened. So it kind of, I literally forgot that this was, like, even a thing. I had to, like, write it down to remember all this stuff. But I just couldn't do it anymore. It felt like very much too much. Too much. So I started to, like, do research on it. I never went to the doctor and was like, oh, you have an eating disorder. So I'm not gonna say that I had an eating disorder, even though all the things that I'm saying are in the range of it or in the boxes of it. But there's a lot of different stereotypes around eating disorders. So that's another reason why I just didn't really think that I had one. But it was really hard. And I just want to talk about the stereotypes of eating disorders and how, if you have one, that you're going to get through it. So before I go over the stereotypes of, like, that affected me and just saying how you're gonna get through it, I just wanna disclaimer put out there that I told you guys, like, my eating habits that I used to have, but I never went to a doctor and they never told me that I had one or anything. So all this information is based off of my experience. This isn't straight facts. Just wanted to put that out there. So one, like, there's two stereotypes that affected me. And, I hope you didn't hear my stomach. The first one is you can tell if someone has an eating disorder by looking at them. And that's completely false because all people have different body types and different everything. No one is exactly the same. So really, you can't just look at someone and assume that they're eating, like, healthy. Because even if you look at someone that has, like, a lot of muscle and seems to be in shape, they can just not be eating the right things and just doing all these bad things to their body. So you can't just assume that someone has struggled eating by looking at them, or you can't just assume that somebody is eating healthy or just doing the right thing by looking at them. The other thing is the other one I was going to talk about is only very thin people have an eating disorder. And I think this, this affected me because I thought that, like, I'm not extremely skinny, so I must not have problems with my eating habits. And that's completely false because, as I just said in my other stereotype, like, everybody has different body types. And just because somebody can be super skinny and still be eating good. So it's like weight does not matter in this case. The last thing that I was going to talk about is if you're having a struggle eating or eating disorder or just struggling going on and off consistently, everything, like, you are human. And I talk about this time, but still there's some days that I really struggle with eating breakfast and lunch. And some days I just am not on top of myself, and some days I just forget to eat or just choose not to eat when I know I should be fueling my body. And it's okay to mess up and it's okay to struggle, but know that you, like, everything happens and everything passes. That's something, LOL, I do stalk my therapist because she always tells me, like, things pass, like, nothing is forever, which can sound kind of, like, rude in some way, but nothing lasts forever, and you can get through it, and it will pass. So knowing that feeling that you have, or phase, not even phase, but the thing that you're going through will pass, will help you in the future. So if you're struggling, definitely reach out to someone, because when I was struggling, I did not reach out to anyone, and I tried to do it all by myself, and it made it 100% more difficult, and even more difficult for me to try to explain right now, like, in this pod, explaining everything, because I didn't reach out when I could, and I have so many great resources to reach out to, and I chose not to, and I really regret that. But always know that, like, you can reach out to someone, and someone has gone through the same thing as you. You're not the only one, so there's always somebody that can help you. So yes, that's just what I was going to talk about. So I hope that you guys got a little bit inside scoop of me. But yes, and I hope that you guys learned something, or that you guys will help yourself in the long run, all that kind of stuff. And let's get to the last part of my pod. Hey guys, and welcome to the last part of my pod, my favorite part of my pod. Wait, I have to burp. I'm so sorry. Wait, I'm not gonna burp. Wait. I don't know. Sorry. what's on my mind? Where I literally talk about what is on my mind. And recently, I've been seeing what is on my mind is that I have recently been seeing the same numbers on the clock, like the same three numbers. There's only three digits. There's four digits on the clock. There's three digits on the clock, and then it's 12 o'clock, and then it's 4 digits. But I've been seeing the same numbers every time I look at the clock, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And this, like, happens to me in phases. Like, for a certain amount of weeks, it'll just happen, and then I'll forget about it, and it happens again. It's the weirdest thing. And, like, in this episode, I was gonna, for my What's On My Mind, I'm talking really fast, I'm so sorry, but I was gonna talk about the butterfly effect, but I'm gonna talk about that another time. And then I was gonna talk about karma, because I just believe in so many different things, and I just have a lot of intuition, and it's like the weirdest thing. It affects my life. I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know, and I don't want to know, because I feel like it's just a part of me. And just, I just feel like everything happens for a reason and all this kind of stuff. So normally when I go through this phase and I look up what the numbers mean, I look at it, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I forget about it. So then I literally looked on Pinterest earlier this week. And then I was like, I saw this pin, and it has all these numbers, and it tells you what each one means. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let me save this pin. I'm not going to read the pin until I do this pod, because I'm like, that's kind of fun. So yes, the first one is 111, 3 ones. It says the intuition, and it says encourages you to keep following your spirit. I'm not going to read the whole paragraph because I don't have that kind of time. Don't really want to do that right now, but I see 111 kind of a lot. That's like that's not the most one that I've seen, but 3 ones, the intuition. Also, I found this on Pinterest, so some of these might be wrong. Some of this might be just be a random person made all this up and just put it on the web. So don't trust me on this. It's just something that I found. The second one is 3 twos, so 2, 2, 2. And it says the right one, and it says right place, right time, trust in what you want, don't think of things you don't want when you see this number. What? Creepy. Next one is, the next one is 3 threes, and it says mind, body, and spirit, focus on all these three aspects, don't neglect one for the other when you see this number. This stuff is already stressing me out. Like, I forget to do this stuff. Okay, the next one is 3 fours. It says the protection. The universe and your spirit guides are protecting you. I always see 3 fours a lot. The next one, this is the one that I see the most, is 3 fives, and it says the change. A change is happening. The universe is moving things around when you see this number. Oh my gosh, I don't know about what I'm reading, guys. I didn't read this beforehand, and now I'm kind of The next one is 3 sixes, and it says the step back. Take a step back to rethink it and ask yourself, is what you're doing right or wrong? Okay. I never see this, but I literally rethink everything, so I don't think this is for me. Okay, the 7th one, oh my gosh, I need a brain. The 7th one is 3 sevens, and it says the inner strength, release all fear, be strong at heart. Okay, the 8th one is 3 eights, and it says the balance. You're in harmony with the universe. You're in harmony with the universe. Your thoughts and actions are also in harmony. This is interesting. The last one is 3 nines, and it says the wrap up. Time to start a new journey. Wrap up those loose ends. Let go of what does not serve you. Prepare for the future when you see this. That's very interesting. I do believe in the universe, and I believe that the universe and energy and all that things, but like my hierarchy, I believe in God, so sometimes I get confused with all these things, but this is very interesting, and I know I sounded really weird when I was reading this because it was the first time. Oh, these are like angel numbers, I think. I think that's what they're called. I don't know. But this is very interesting. The only reason that I didn't read this before is because I wanted to have a natural reaction. I hope you guys didn't hear my stomach. I wanted to have a natural reaction. And also, like, things like this stress me out, and I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna see like 1:11 tomorrow, like when I go on my phone, I'm gonna be like, wait, what was I supposed to do? So yeah, that's the kind of stuff that just makes my anxiety go high. So yes, that was my podcast. I'm very happy that you guys listened to this today. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Go follow me on Instagram. I did a giveaway. It was very fun. I'm going to do another giveaway. I'm very excited for that also. But yes, go follow my Instagram. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Bye.